Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Okay, what's up? What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's Monstrous Monday, but we help you get the week started. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We just start you off with the week, get the grooves going. We got topics and conversation for you to talk about at the water cooler. Later on in the week, we do therapy. We got sex tips, all kinds of things right here on Monster US Radio, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the DJ. I spin the music. Wicked, wicked, wicked. And this right here is the lady of the hour, Miss Unbelievable, one of our sponsors. What's good, mama? Hello.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to get this weekend going. Started a new little job over the weekend, third shift. Mm-hmm. I forgot what that was like. Shout out to all you third shifters out there. Because it's when you ain't did it in a long time. Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. How was your weekend, though?
You know, I was chilling. It kind of started off a little, you know, rocky. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to tell y'all about that. And then it just kind of like coasted on. And then I caught the biggest attitude alive today at work. It just spread across the whole job. So now I'm back reselling, and yeah.
Okay, so you had an eclipse type attitude. Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
We gonna see what that's all about. I know we got our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, the entertainment lifestyle for people to talk about things at the water cooler. Tonight, I mean, we do this all week long, but who we cutting up tonight? Who gonna get it?
Harvey Weinstein gonna get it. Jesse gonna get it. Kobe Bryant and they ain't gonna get it. We just gonna talk a little bit about them. Vanessa Bryant, The Weeknd, and Kendrick Lamar. We gonna talk global. I'm gonna take y'all to Mecca, and then we're gonna talk about the Dow. Yeah, we're getting business. And then I'm going to talk about Trump, his controversial plan he has for the immigration. So we're across the board tonight. I just wanted to show you how in depth and how deep we can go.
Okay, so that's what we on. We got some independent music for you guys. Let's see, I ain't got no conversation. I'm going to be honest. I am not ready for y'all asses tonight. It is what it is, you monstrous mob. I got some music. Why don't you tell my sponsors right quick while I get this music together, and then we're going to knock it off and get this week going monstrously.
I sure will. The solo me speaks. I'm author Miss Unbelievable. You can reach her at www.soofmespeaks.com. It's a spoken word, 30-day journal. You can touch on that. Also, it is U.S. Apparel. And that is where you can get your own t-shirts. That has your design on there, Picasso painting, if you need some painting done inside and out, and also Elite Sway Management, you know, if you need some people to tell you how to hold it down as far as the business and radio and music and entertainment, that's who you go to. You can also find on Monstar Radio. You can look us up, comment, you know, tell us what you need on there, monstarradio.com. And hey, we'll get back to you.
And there we go. So here's our music. You let me know who it is and you win a t-shirt. Monster US Radio, Monster Monday.
We live, y'all.
Like I said, let us know who that is, and you can win a free shirt. Yeah, we're going to make that happen. I want to say you got to pay for the shipping, but if you know who the feature is, I'll pay for the shipping too. So, all right, don't forget you can connect with me at E-M-O-N-S-T-A, that's emonster.com, or you can connect with me on the Monstars crew page at monstarsradio.com. I got another track to play for y'all before we really get into it. This is Airplane James. It's called Impress Me, right here on Monster US Radio Live. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy V. Get it!
Huntington Beach looking at drop coats. Oh, got a whole bottle of the Chardonnay. Bust down on my wrist, Cartier. Oh, she brought me like boom, boom. She ever got issues. Bring the street sweeper out. 4-0 with that. I got the room. Hey, thinking through.
days. I wanna fool, but that's okay. Anything you do, impress me. Bring it to the room, sex me. Bring a friend too, she lets me. I'ma fool too if you let me. Sexy, like how you put on for your section. Big freaking bag for my weapon.
Monster US Radio. For the underground artists are above ground, but they make me quake. Get it? Get your music up for review. Go to Monstars Radio page on Facebook. All you got to do is put in the Monstars Radio page or hashtag Monstars, and you'll find it. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we're going to bring it back. Man, we're still a little early for the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So I don't know, maybe we can talk about a weekend or, you know, you got one of them quick little spoken words under your shoulder, up your sleeve, in your bra
yeah.
strap, whatever y'all women do. Okay.
Wow, in the
okay,
bra strap, really? In the bra strap?
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, I'm old school. I seen women pull all kinds of things. I seen a woman pull a lawn chair out of her bra strap. Y'all be having all kinds of shit in there. Liquor.
Yes, we do.
Money.
Yes, we do.
Little baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I got all that.
I'm just saying. Oh, snap. The bigger the rack, the bigger the pack you got in that motherfucker. Pull out a parachute. I'm just saying. So
I. Well, I be pulling out all kind of stuff.
What's the biggest thing you could pack? I know we all subject, but I mean, this is interesting to me. I mean, spring's coming up. Well, it ain't for a while, but I'm just saying. What's the biggest thing you could think you could put in your pack? Or your rack?
Ooh. Like a pop, a can of pop.
Well, damn. Okay.
Keys,
like, yeah.
Money, wallet, lipstick. Like, I could pack probably a whole purse.
Right. I'm waiting for you to say a gallon of milk. I'm just saying. It's like the bigger the rack,
like a little itty bitty water,
like
itty bitty water.
Yeah,
because you know she can hold a lot. And then I could pack it in different places, you know, over there, down there, up underneath there. Yeah, and then it'll just blend in because you know I got big boobs, so you won't even know it. All right, but here we go. You ready?
Right. Yeah.
I need y'all to guess what I'm talking about. I totally find pleasure in the expressive, explosive, and sexual arousal I get when I introduce you into my life. Each time is different. And each time, I get the same response. You're like a drug. I choose and yearn for you daily. You're what I look forward to. I keep coming back to you. You string me along. I am so addicted to you. You do things that no one ever, ever, ever can ever do. I allow you to deliberately take me to a place of delight, thrill, and bliss that can't be denied. I don't hide you, nor suppress you, nor withhold your goodness. Your loyalty, commitment, and dedication will never be denied. I find myself longing and hungering for the tone of your voice, the gratification and fulfillment on how it touches and caresses the central parts of my body. The way you have my mind crave and race for you, every day, all day, such a stimulus. The transfer of interchangeable words sends harmony to my body. This harmonious feeling of good vibes and pulsating cadence sends my body through physical and mental phases. My heart races. My breathing speeds up and down. My skin becomes flushed, and a glow of excitement and enjoyment shows up on my face. The blood flow to my genital area becomes saturated and moist, increasing the arousal and pleasure that I receive after every performance. There is a sudden friction of a forceful release of sexual tension as my body shifts and shakes through a constant drive of euphoria as you're whispering in my ear over and over and over again. The penetration and deep strokes go in and out. In and out. The rhythmic contractions don't stop. They keep going and going and going. You come in all forms of influence. You satisfy me all in all. When I submit to you, I can hear you satisfy me all night or with a quick burst of vibration. You retain various positions that pleases and conforms to the vigorous arrangement, putting me in a trance as it hits my G-spot. My body is awakened from the feel of ecstasy, and the sound you make, it creates, don't stop. I love you, what you do to me, forever, you and me. Sincerely, what am I talking about?
All right, so, hey, we want you to call us up. Let us know. Do you know what she's talking about? I'm pretty sure we all do. 563-999-3411. Call in. You got to press 1 to go live and let us know. Matter of fact, I'll give you a shirt for that, too. So there's two chances you can win a shirt tonight. And y'all know the number. So, all right, we got our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat coming up. Yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into that. We got 3 minutes, but you know how we do. We'll go over clowning their ass. So let's go ahead and get into that. I'm trying to get back to the backup music here. So you can go ahead and jump into it while I get this stuff together.
All right, so The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar sued over Black Panther track. You stole our high-pitched sound. The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar might want people to say some prayers for them. They're being sued for allegedly jacking music for their hit song Pray For Me. A Brooklyn band called Yeesayer claims the duo lifted material from his 2007 song Sunrise, slightly altering it and inserting it into their prayer single, which has featured on the Black Panther soundtrack. According to Legal Docs, the part allegedly stolen from Sunrise is a distinctive choral performance. The band recorded it using their own voice. Yeesayer describes it as a compromise of male voices singing in their highest register with animated pulsating vibrato. The band claims The Weeknd and Kendrick slightly modified a recording of its song with intent to conceal the infringement, and used it in Pray For Me up to 8 different times throughout the track. Yeesayer claims the allegedly stolen material is immediately recognizable as theirs. The band is asking for all the Pray For Me profits and damages. It also wants an injunction blocking further sales and airplay of Pray. We reached out to them, but there was no word so far.
They got a big fight in front of them. Now, I can't say if I've even heard the song. But from what it sounds like to me, that would be like T-Pain trying to sue everybody for using the T-Pain. You know what I mean? And if he's trying to stop the sales from something that's on a soundtrack, it's in a movie. Now you got the movie label back in Kendrick and Weeknd. And them lawyer fees is going to kill them alone. Only thing they're going to really pull out of this is acknowledgement that that band exists. Depending on how it goes. Now, it could be that could be good publicity or bad publicity. You know what I mean? Anybody who's a deep Kendrick or a Weeknd fan that, you know, takes things that happen on business end of things personal, That's why, like, people won't come at Beyonce or certain artists because of Beehive, and them people will get you. Kardashians, too. Like, them people, their fans will get you. So, you know, I think that's what's going to end up with this. They got a big fight. I don't know whether they're going to win or not because, like I said, I haven't heard the song. But just to say they took, like, How You Did Something, I don't know if you can really sue on that. Now, if they took the words that they did or the melody that they used, that might get you some copyright infringement. But as long as they didn't use your voice, no sample, they didn't mimic exactly what you said or used your rhythm, but just used the technique you used, they may not win that one. Yeah, they may not win that one. And that just goes to show, like, artists, like, that's why you got to be careful, like, who you deal with sometimes. Like, there's so many times where, you know, artists try to do collabos with other big artists. The big artists come in, absorb your little vibe, your da-da-da, because you don't have the exposure power that they do. They can jump it out there real fast, and now you've just been gulped. I mean, the best thing that sometimes it comes out of it, it might even be where y'all listen to the songs, the big artists trying to see which one they can get, and they might buy the whole song out. Be like, I like that song, bro. Just sell me the whole song. Now, that can be going in your favor because, you know, you might be able to sell the song for $100,000. You might not get nothing else out of it, but there's your big jump business start that you can use investing yourself in your other stuff. That's just one song. So, I think that's going to be a big fight, and I think a lot of artists, we got to start paying attention to these type of lawsuits and how they work. Not only can you learn the legals of what is and what ain't, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So.
You know, that's interesting because they're suing for the high-pitched sounds. Do you know how many high-pitched sounds there is? Like, how did you know that, yes, that right there, that's ours. Like, that's crazy. Unless they was in studio one time with them and they said, let's take it. How do you specify that that's your stuff? Like, how can you really say that, oh, yeah, that's mine? Like, that's going to be a hard battle to really fight. So hopefully, you know, the Yashir group is ready to defend their, like, hopefully, you know, whoever put them up to it to say go after them knows what they were doing and can really back it up because they're about to lose a lot of money. And either they're about to lose a lot of money or gain a lot of money. So we'll definitely keep you posted on this story because you're trying to go after two high powerful people. Yeah. Yeah, who I know, you know, who we can say things like they're on up and up when it comes to business. Kendrick Lamar, yeah, okay. The Weeknd, yeah. They're very clear on business. You've never seen them get caught up in nothing or barely get them
right.
See them being caught up in something. So, okay. Well, keeping with the rap and, you know, saying this Mecca governor orders arrest of a Saudi female rapper. Saudi officials have ordered the arrest of a female rapper who appeared in a music video for her song Bent Mecca or Girl from Mecca, stating that it is offensive to their custom and tradition of the holy city. In the video, the Saudi woman identifies herself as Azel Slay, raps about her pride in being from Mecca, home to the holiest site in Islam, the Kaaba. The video was on YouTube. It was a YouTube channel. It's been removed since then, but it featured her rapping in a cafe with a group of smiling children as backup dancers. A Mecca girl is all you need, is what it says. Don't upset her. She will hurt you. Describing how a woman feels from Mecca exceeded all Saudi women in beauty and strength. She also says with her, you can complete the sunnah, get married. Your life will become paradise. She asserts that probably she's like really going in about being proud of who she is. But the Mecca regional authority said in a tweet that the governor had issued orders that the video production team must be prosecuted. The Prince of Mecca has ordered the arrest of those responsible for the Bit Mecca rap song, which offended the customs and traditions of the people of Mecca and contradicts the identity and traditions of his esteemed population. The song attracted a strong reaction from the social media with racial undertones, with hashtags, you are not Mecca's girl, enough of depravity, immediate deportation is the answer, including Osamani. So it got negative reviews. She was covered. She didn't say anything offensive. Their problem with her is that she is black. They don't want to be represented by a black body. If a white Ahab person from another Ahab country claimed to be from Hijaz, they would be clapping. The singer is young. She realized her mistake. Mecca is a holy place, but she's not up on the racism. She's a black singer, and they're known for their blonde hair, blue eyes, as their representative, as being seen socially.
Right. Wow. Hopefully you'll keep us updated on this story right here. This is one, like, I really don't know what to say on this because, you know, I really don't know much on the subject matter, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes, now, where you say that she was from?
Mecca.
Okay. Well, either way it goes, artists, sometimes you got to take in consideration, like, other cultures and how they perceive things. Because it's not like here in America where basically they'll say what they got to say about you to shun you, whatever, whatever, and just let you be. Good example. I can't remember what it was. It was some years back. Hopefully you might be able to remember, but there was a movie made about something over there, and the whole Muslim community over there wanted to ban the movie. I probably shouldn't say, like, the Muslim, but there was a culture that there was a movie made here, an American movie about another culture overseas in Africa somewhere, and when it came out, they banned it over there. They wanted it taken down. They were going to try to sue the whichever movie company it was that did it, whether it was Universal, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so they tried to shut that down. Other people, they really be on top of certain things. Now, like you said, it almost sounds like racism, but I don't know much about the story, but that is something to take in consideration, especially if you're trying to be a global artist. You do have to be conscious of what you're actually saying about certain regions and certain places. Because if they don't agree with that, they're going to try to lock you up. Like I said, they're trying to lock up. You see what they? You see how they don't play? They even finna prosecute the film. You shot it? Who shot it? We finna put you in jail,
right,
too. You did?
Right.
Right, so you can't be like, I was making money. I was paid. I just do what I do. No, they don't play that over there. Everybody, you did it. You allowed it to happen. You got to go too. So just something to be cautious about. But
there's no freedom of speech over there. You know, so you know how they feel like social media here for us is we can hide behind it and say, but our amendment right says we have freedom of speech. They don't have no amendment and freedom of speech. They're bound by cultural only, like culture and traditions. So we're talking about Mecca, the Holy Land, where, you know, Malcolm X and Louis Farrakhan and all them guys went to gain their holiness. You know, they standing on holy ground. So for her to exploit it in a way to them that is saying, we don't do that social media stuff. We don't do that video stuff. And if so, we decide what goes out. We decide what leaves this place. You don't. You're not in America. So being young, I think she was trying to exert her rights, but not remembering where she's at. And so sometimes we got to remember where we're at.
Right.
Even though we're proud about it, and even though, you know, we're excited, we still got to be aware of the culture and where we live in. It's almost like if we want to sing about the cops killing us, well, you got to be careful because now they're watching you. And every little thing you do, they're going to be coming at you. So it's like you got to just figure, you got to be careful and understand your situations and know your environment, know what you can and cannot do, know the rules. And those people who was definitely shooting, it's like, oh, my God, now we in trouble. So you got to understand what you're doing at all times.
Right, and just to pretty kind of, you know, relate, because, you know, like I always say, there's no conversation like a conversation with a testimony. But just playing on what you said about, like you said, you got to know where you're at. Like, everybody knows, you know, I've been going to Paris, obviously, South America, Mexico, all these other places, London, da-da-da. And I do, every time I'm over there, I'm conscious of where I'm at and how they feel about Americans. Don't get me wrong. I never had no problems. I always got love. You know what I mean? Even other people be like, oh, this about America. That they always treated me on me as a character. They enjoyed my presence, da-da-da. So, you know, they opened up and we had conversations. But I was not going around just to everybody saying, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Just everybody on the street, because I know everybody doesn't like Americans. So I have to be conscious of what I do and who I speak to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, giving the testimony, man, so remember I was saying how my weekend was like it started off just, you know, I was in an environment where there was nothing but white people. And we were like the only black people, you know, in this, well, one of, maybe a couple of black people. And it was like, we were at a comedy club and they were heckling the comic. So we kept getting shunned, like and then to be made fun of after we come out the comedy club, like, oh, you know, the look, oh, there those, you know, amongst all white people, oh, there goes those nigger girls, there go those black girls, you know. That to me was like, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. Like, come on. Like, every time, you don't got to show your ass every time you go. Know where you're at. Know how you need to represent yourself. Like, we didn't have to be those black girls. They finally could have seen some classy black girls sitting in the audience enjoying something. But no, we had to turn into the narrative that they always see. I was so frustrated, needless to say. And
Just. We might talk about that on Comedy Cafe. No, you go ahead. I'm just saying we might talk about this again on Comedy Cafe. I got testimonies on that too, but I know we got to stick to the script. But I'm just saying, you opened up blood doors over here. But go ahead.
Okay, so we'll come back to that. Like, because that is like that, and I'll read the Mecca story again because it resonates. It really do. But Jesse Smollett, chaotic return to court. This man here, okay, pleads not guilty of new charges of lying to the cops. Come on, Jesse. TMZ has, there has been a copy of Jesse Smollett's motion to dismiss his new criminal case in Chicago, and he's basically arguing with the judge that he cannot be tried again because he's already been penalized once before, which he thinks triggers double jeopardy. In the Dodge Justice, Jesse says when he forfeited his $10,000 bond as restitution to City of Chicago a year ago when the OG charges was initially dropped, they served as his official punishment. And because it was recorded as his penalty, he believes he cannot be tried again for the same offense. A judge still needs to rule on his request. The brother's attorney, Gloria, just said she apologizes for the brother's involvement in the whole ordeal. She added that the brothers are also willing to testify in the case. Jesse pled not guilty, and his legal team filed a motion for the case to be dismissed. He's scheduled to be in court March 18th. Jesse is in Chicago, and you got to see his arrival outside. His supporters can be heard. He's flanking down his entourage, about 10 people. Some of them are family members. on his way for arraimment for 6 new felony counts of lying to the cops. At least one photographer went down trying to get Adam. You can hear Jesse's chanters. We do what we want. Justice when we want it now. You know, they're acting like this man just, yeah. He's expected to plead not guilty to the 6 new charges. Indictment which calls for disorderly conduct but involves lying to the cops. The brothers showed up like, hey, we want to get in. They'll be testifying against Jesse down the road. They plan to participate. And he made, they're like, Jesse, listen, you staged a crime, you staged an attack, you staged a false statement to Chicago. You lied, bro. You accused 2 black men. And you was detained as if you had something done to you. There's still counts to come. Jesse maintains he's innocent. If convicted, he could face up to 3 years in state prison.
State prison. Wow. Again, I mean, I really don't got much to say on this. Again, I think that they're wasting the taxpayers' money by doing this. To me, he's paid the price and then some. Globally, everybody knows about this because, you know, it was a global topic. Yeah. What? Is he still on Empire? Didn't he get kicked off of Empire?
No. Mm-hmm. He got kicked
still
off.
On Empire?
Okay, no,
yeah, he did
not.
Get kicked off of Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's like the laughing stock of the community right now. To me, he paid his price. Now, what I did hear about that story, just a little bit off of what you said, reason why he can even bring him back into court is because I seen a thing that said that when even though they did the thing with the bail, $10,000, if I'm not mistaken, he did the public service stuff like that, da da da. But what happened was they never officially closed the case.
Mm.
They left it open for some reason. So that's how they can even go in and still pull him out. So somebody probably had an agenda from get-go, or if it was a clerical mistake,
Absolutely. Whatever.
Yeah. But I think right now with the fans and the people showing up, I think they're trying to get the same publicity push that they got initially before. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand it because when it's under a microscope, sometimes the prosecutors, so on and so forth, sometimes they'll back off because they don't want to mess up and do the wrong charge or do something, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that's going to embarrass the organization. So that I know that's what they're doing with all the publicity, trying to have the fans out there, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a smart move. It's a smart move. But, I mean, I'm surprised ain't nobody made no songs about it yet. Maybe we'll have one next week. But I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To me, they're just wasting the taxpayers' money. Everybody doesn't always, I mean, his crime was heinous, but every time it doesn't require people always going to prison. You dig? It's not always,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be another way. The answer isn't always prison. Especially when you get the backlash like this, so on and so forth, da 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 da. His pocket's got to be hurting. But, you know, I don't know. That's just me, though. Again, to me, on this story, they're just wasting taxpayers' money at this point. They just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These lawyers are getting paid. Judges are getting paid for sitting on the bench, sitting up there. They making money off of this. And it's killing Chicago.
Yeah, I just don't see the necessity like you do. I don't see the need. I know a crime, I know a punishment has to be, but go look, privately get it done. And let it be done, because I'm tired of Jesse and the Osmond brothers and this whole thing with Chicago. Chicago got bigger fish to fry, and this little fish needs to be done. Put a fork in it, put some hot sauce on it, put some bread, white bread, and be done. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But Harvey Weinstein, guilty of criminal sexual act and rape, but he was acquitted on the other 3 charges. Okay. Harvey Weinstein was taken to the hospital shortly after being taken into custody because of chest pain. He is expected to be transferred to Rikers Island once he's treated. while he was not convicted on the most serious charges, we are disappointed in that verdict, and they will be filing an appeal. There are issues in his trial that was extra troubling, and they the prejudice, Mr. Weinstein's ability to have his case judged fairly. They continue. In the meantime, they are working on ensuring that Mr. Weinstein is brought to Rikers Island North Infirmity Unit at the Cross Protection Custody to get the best medical care possible. They're going to appeal, of course, but it is clear that Weinstein was convicted that 2 out of 5 counts are absolutely a success in the eyes of the We Too movement. So the rape, they was unclear that the rape is rape and sexual assault is sexual assault. Whether someone reports it in an hour, a year, never, and despite the relationship with the victim, with his attacker. So bottom line, here's the new look at these cases. He will be behind bars for a minimum of 5 years, and the office will take that victory, even though it's not life in prison. But there is potential with more cases on. So the judge found Weinstein guilty of first-degree criminal sexual act and a third-degree rape. He could get up to 25 years in prison just for the criminal sex act. However, they found him not guilty on 2 counts of predatorial sexual charge. That carried a life sentence. The jury was 7 men and 5 women. They reached a verdict after 5 days. When they sent a note to the judge, they asked, they was about to have a hung jury, but the judge told them to go back and deliberate. Now, they reported he pled not guilty to the 5 charges. However, they were like, nah, we gonna get you on something. And so he could either get 5 to 25. So he ain't getting
25.
So him and Cosby are going to be mate. Okay. My bad.
Yep. All right. So basically, this kind of plays, my response kind of plays off of what I just said about the media. I think that's the main reason why I think he got time, because it was heavily covered in the media. The judge would have called scrutiny, the whole organization. When I say organization, I mean like prosecutor, the whole, you know what I mean? Everybody's under scrutiny, so I think that's why they gave him time. Now, a lot of people are surprised. I'm be honest, I'm surprised. I was on the side with the other people, like, we was watching. They don't got Bill Cosby ass. Let's see what happened here. I was looking for the controversy. But obviously they gave him something, which is better than nothing. But that's what I think it is. I think because of the media, the little, but if you think, I'm just going to say this, though, but if he thinks he got chest problems now, wait till your ass gets to Rikers. Wait till you get to Rikers, homeboy. I'm just saying. And you better hope ain't nobody in there that was a big fan of them people you done did what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie Perez, what's her name? Some other famous actors. One of my favorite ones, I can't remember her name, Annabella something. All right, he's going to have a hard time because they ain't got shit else to do. Oh, my goodness. But okay, so he got 5 years, huh?
Well, he's got 5 to up to 25. So, and they still can, because it was a hung jury, they still can come back and do charges and try him again for those cases. So, like, those cases aren't over. Like, they're not, those charges aren't over with. They're just hung. So, he got,
right.
I'm happy that something was done. Well,
right,
but at least
right.
He's in. You know, just like Bill, you know, hey, we had to get rid of one of theirs. So they got rid of one of ours. So we got to get rid of one of theirs. I'm just saying,
right.
Not to be mean or anything like that, but he did. There's no difference of they both did wrong towards women, and I think if you do wrong towards women, you need to pay for that. Like, you don't get a pass just for who you are. That's not, no matter what. Now, you may get a pass for how much time you get, but you ain't always gonna get a pass for what you've done. And I think that's the precedent, and that's what they're saying now. You ain't always going to get a pass for what you do. So understand what goes on in the dark is coming to light, no matter who you are. And either you step down, step with it, or agree with it, you know?
So
Trump's controversial public charge rule, that's what it's called, public charge rule, takes effect in reshaping legal immigration. So the Trump administration on Monday began enforcing stringent income-based requirements for green cards and certain visas, instituting the most ambiguous unilateral effort in recent history to change the nation's legal immigration system. They had many barriers, but most green card applicants in the U.S. and abroad will now be subject to a redefined public charge test. Under this rule, the Department of State and Homeland Security Immigrations have the power to deny applications from petitioners that deem or become an economic burden on the country. The sweeping policy change is the policy, but it blocks the entry level of hundreds and thousands of people deporting, affecting prospects only from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. The self-sufficient among immigrants community, the rule enforces long-standing law, requires aliens to be self-sufficient, reaffirming the American ideas of hard work, perseverance, and determination. So if they ain't got no job, like if they ain't got no trade, you can't come. Immigrants, advocates, and Democrats say that the rule amounts to wealth tests that will revise a discriminatory immigration system that shuts America's door to low-income and working-class immigrants from the developing world. So in it, the courts wants to change it, but they did not get junctions to do it. So his policy changes without case being decided on merit, but they will not change. The public charge is an economic burden on the country. We're not accepting no more green cards and visas. They will deny applications.
Well,
a public charge could post a bond for an amount no less than $8,100.
You say what?
They can, if you do not make $8,100 or can amount to that, you definitely can be denied.
Oh, that's a year?
It didn't say.
Oh, okay. Okay. If it's a month, I'd be goddamn. Quick as a hell. There's always going to be something funny going on. But I don't think it's going to slow nobody. That ain't going to slow nobody. Hell no. Watch. You're going to see all these little online colleges pop back up again, and that's what these foreigners are going to be popping in. Well, oh, yeah, I make all that money. I got it online. I got my degree online.
That's
all that's going to happen. They ain't shaking nobody. It's like they said, what you going to build a fence up for? We'll dig under it. Hello? Or get a ladder and go over the top of it. Oops. Cut a hole in your fence. But, yeah, but they ain't going to stop nobody. They're going to go to online college. But yeah,
I think
it's
just going
to stop. Come up. Stop. Sorry. No, go ahead.
I think it's just going to stop, you know, a big bulk of people coming in. I don't think it's going to stop that many. I think what he's trying to say is I want the richer set of people coming instead of the poor, which you can't dictate who's coming to America. Come on. They're coming. They're fighting. They're fleeing for a reason. The one who's making money ain't going to come to America and lose their dollars from over there. Come on. What sense does that make? Like, that's not making sense. Like, you can tell who doesn't understand why America is the land of the free. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to say only skilled workers can come over here. I don't know if that's to try to put them in the workforce or whatever, make them workers. But yeah, I mean, some people come here because they don't have access to that where they're from. That's why they're trying to come here, to try to go to a trade school or, you know what I mean, become an apprentice so they can learn how to do certain things. And yeah, they may not have that where they're at. Not that they're not smart enough to achieve the goals, but it just may not be, they may not have access to it where they're from. You know what I mean? So yeah,
right.
that is going to be kind of a little petty. But yeah. But we see how the international world feels about it. You know what I mean? And this right here is a great reason why everybody got a vote. I'm just saying, get your ass out this election and vote.
But the Democrats need to get it together, because right now the Democrats don't got it together, and we could lose it because they're not coming together. So they need to pick a person, stick with
it,
and let's go. It ain't looking good at all.
Well, shit. Warren, she done destroyed a lot of people that were standing up there. I thought she was the running district attorney up there. She broke a lot of shit down. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad she did, but now I'm confused. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to watch some more. Because the way she was talking about how everybody boom, 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 boom. Yeah, she put me up on game. I'm just saying.
Yep.
If you ain't watching it, like I said before, y'all, it's like primetime TV over there. Believe me, it's interesting. It is. Like, I don't normally watch politics like that. And, yeah, I was glued to the TV like, whoa, look how they freaked out. Oh, she just spazzed the hell out. She just lost it. What happened? And that's, like, and that's one of the things I look at when I look at president candidates. Like, how do you handle yourself? Do you handle yourself like a professional? Like, that's the one thing I do love about Barack. He handled himself very well. Even in sensitive matter situations, whatever. Somebody didn't want to shake his hand. He didn't look at you ugly. Whatever. He handled himself like a president, how I feel a presidential person should act. Some of these people now, I'm like, oof. Only one kept like a presidential face, but the shit that they threw at him, oof, for real? Oh, no, I can't fuck with that. I can't endorse you on that. Like,
right.
Come on, bro. Like, you put out a at-will, just pull people over, and we all know it was for blacks and Latinos. So what you going to do with America when you get a hold of it? You pass some other laws. It's like, wait, what? What did you do? You did that? Oh, no.
Exactly.
We can't have you running the this country. You going to do something worse than Trump. Oh, my goodness. Oof.
Well,
yeah.
Saying that, the Dow plunges 1,000 points on a coronavirus fears 3.5 drop is worse in 2 years. And I kept telling you guys, remember last week I said it's about to be a pandemic. Because China has the majority of the workers, right? The workers are getting sick. So the fear is the virus is spreading in China. The Dow Jones closed several points lower. The second largest economic in the world completely shut down. People are totally pricing in and they're totally panicking. The coronavirus impacted names that led the way for lower airline stocks, such as Delta, United, Las Vegas Sands, Wine Resorts, MGM Resorts, all these places dropped significantly. The market has been being looked at because of the spread of the virus. Everything is being tested. Companies are assessing their suppliers. They're assessing their supply chains. They're seeing whether or not their revenue is growing slow or growing at all. They're testing the market. Apple and its suppliers took a hit. Shares of the iPhone makers, they were down 4.8%. Overseas market fell. Warren Buffett and the coronavirus spread has softened up the U.S. economy, but noted growth is still healthy. If it continues, the tariffs could have us at the front end purchase, but all kinds of stuff. So the recommended for buying stocks in the long term, hold on, because a lot of our stuff is on hold. They don't know who's holding what moves are good and what goods are moving around because of the virus in China and how much things we outsource from China to everywhere. It is spreading rapidly in South Korea, in Italy. South Korea is at its highest alert. More than 8,000 are now being reported. In Asia, 130. And it has hit other countries. Whew. Simply, they're saying the market was not set up for where we are today and is not set up for this virus that is man-made. I keep telling people it's man-made. And remember, I read last week that they won't have a virus for a year. And China gets it first.
Right. Then they're saying it's going to take I can't remember the amount of numbers, but a number of years before America gets a hold of it, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This is like really, 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 really global at this point. And they're saying it's possible it could spread here and do just like all the other spots. But yeah, like you said, it's spiraling rapidly in South Korea, Iran, Italy. And that's really provoking the fear that the epidemic could turn into a global pandemic. And it's crazy. Like, at first I was kind of like, is this like somebody tried to do an attack on China? Because if you don't know, China is, like you said, it's the powerhouse of the world. China is the powerhouse of the world. I think America might be number two, but China is the powerhouse of the world. That's why, like, we're in the big race with the five. We were in the race for the 5G with China. You know what I mean? That's the major out there. And I don't know if it was somebody trying to bring the major down, because as you see, like you said, it's affecting the global economy, the stock market. When shit fucks up the NASDAQ, it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's rich people's money.
Yeah.
they're saying they lost so much money. They lost all the profit that they made from last year. Did you hear me? They lost so much money. They lost all the profits from last year. NASDAQ, all that. Yeah, stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Lost all that over this coronavirus.
Yeah.
No, because everybody's scared to deal with it. Ain't nobody trying to bring nothing in. Hell no, keep that stuff. They say supplies going to get low. So if you got something that came from China before, you better buy it up now.
Right.
You know what? I don't even
saying,
endorse it. I take that back. You fuck around. You know I'm not going to say that neither, because this one time I'm just going to shut the fuck up. What did you say?
Saying this Chinese guy was going around saying he was going to cough on people and then robbing them. He said he had the virus and he was coughing. I mean, people are getting, was coughing on folks and robbing them. Talk about, I'm going to cough on you, I have the virus, and they was giving it up. They caught him. I can't remember where he was.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. That is putting, once again,
did
this virus
it?
Is to put fear in the people. They didn't say if he did or didn't. I just read it on something. This virus is to put fear in people. And so far, it's beginning to win. Because when, like you said, when it's touching people's money, it's beginning to win. But like I said, China created this virus. Because even though it's affecting America, it's really not affecting them. It's only affecting bodies. It's not affecting money. It's only affecting bodies. And remember that China has the most people. So they'll reproduce again. On our behalf, though, we can't bounce back that fast. China sacrifices people. We sacrifice everything else.
Don't call me petty, but I'm about to say black folks. Oh.
I was too, but no, I kind of. Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vanessa Bryant files wrongful death lawsuit, claims pilot was reckless. I get why she did it. A rep from Eyeless Express tells us the accident was tragic. They have no comment on the pending lawsuit. The accident must prove that the pilot was negligent. She sued the company, and she was saying she alleges the Island Express was only allowed to fly under visual flight rules, and the conditions the day of the crash was not conducive for such flying. As reported, the fog was extremely low, and the pilot was in binding conditions before the mishap. The lawsuit also says the pilot was going 180 miles per hour in the heavy fog in a steep decline in the moments before it crashed. The lawsuit claims the pilot failed to properly monitor and assess the weather prior to takeoff, failed to obtain proper weather data prior to the flight, failed to abort the flight when he knew of the cloudy conditions, failed to maintain control of the helicopter, and failed to avoid natural obstacles in the flight path. The suit says Island Express engaged in unnecessary and needless risky means of transportation under the circumstances. The suit also asks for damages for pre-impact terror, damages for emotional trauma. Colby and Gigi suffer as the pilot struggled to get out of the clouds before the crash. The lawsuit also says that the pilot was disciplined in 2015 for violating the visual flight rules minimums by flying into an airspace of reduced visibility before. The lawsuit also claims the helicopter was not safe, although it didn't say what was unsafe. It could be the basis for the claim is that helicopter was not certified to fly in bad weather. The lawsuit does not list an amount of damages sought by her, nor asking for punitive damage, claiming that the pilot and Island Express were reckless and the damage could be untold and it could go into the millions. The suit seeks damages for loss of love, affection, care, society, service, comfort, support, right to support, companionship, solace, or moral support and expectation of future support and counseling. The suit also seeks money for loss of financial support and the burial and funeral expenses. Whew, and y'all already know that burial and the funeral expense was going on today. This is a combined story. Today, you know, they laid to rest Kobe. They had the memorial service today as well. So they had the memorial service today. Shaq did the eulogy and was had full of laughter and stories about Kobe. We had Beyonce singing. We had Michael Jordan said he felt like a big brother to Kobe Bryant, and he felt like a piece of his life died when Kobe died. Vanessa also gave an incredible speech, remembering the daughter, remembering Kobe. She got a standing ovation. Jimmy Kimmel also was on docket. Also Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and a whole bunch of other people supported him. More than 88,000 people purchased tickets in just 5 hours. The staple can only hold 20,000, and many of those tickets have already been accounted for Kobe's family and friends in the NFL, NBA community. 80,000 people settled on a Staples Center, and they was just all around. We're told that Michael Jackson and Nipsey Hussle's memorial, which was also held at the Staples, streets were shut down. And the loss of Kobe was felt all around. by Vanessa Bryant, reminding us once again about her adorable husband and amazing daughter.
Right, right. Yeah, from what I've seen on TV, just a little bit of the stuff that I've seen. It looks like it was a great memorial. I like the stuff mm-hmm. that Shaq said. I didn't get to see all of it, you know. I did see one of the news clips. It was with Michael Jordan. Everybody knows, like, one of the popular memes is Michael Jordan crying. You know what I mean? I don't mm-hmm. know what it was from. I don't know if it was from maybe when he retired or whatever, but I love how Michael Jordan played with it. You know, it shows that he's human as well, because, you know, we always think of Michael Jordan as a serious dude, and he's like, he's up there talking about Kobe, you know, he breaks down. He's like, oh, well, looks like here goes another meme for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
I really love that. I thought that was great. You know what I mean? Again, cause, you know, mm-hmm. he showed he was human, da, da. But it was about Kobe. And, yeah, I think it was a great memorial from what I've seen of it.
Yeah, me too. And I think, yeah. you know, they did a very good job. Like, keeping it very Kobe-ish. You know what I mean? Not too
mm-hmm.
not too much, and then not too little. And her speech was just heartfelt. You know, you could feel it as a mother, and you can feel it as a, you know, as a wife. It was like, wow.
Right, yeah.
Like,
now,
wow.
I don't want to go back. I'm not going to talk about the charges. I just want to leave it on the great moment that we got here. But I do think it was funny that when you did start reading them charges, that it broke, start breaking it down, man. I thought you was like Busta Rhymes. I was waiting for you to go, bam. Yeah, but yeah, get their ass. Yeah, that's how you sounded to me. I'm just saying, I thought you was going to pull a Busta around me. But again, we're going to leave it on that. It was a great memorial. I just want to say Mamba forever. It is.
Yeah.
Mamba forever. So,
yeah.
So is that concluding our Wonderful. Who's Bumping Who for tonight?
That concludes our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat.
Right. And we went way the hell over. It is what it is. So don't forget, if you're listening, if you can hear this now, you're listening to an archive. Thank you for tuning in. You're greatly appreciated. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Please check out that archive as well, or try to call in live, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find the links over at MonstarsRadio.com, or you can link up with us again here, right here on Blog Talk Radio, because it's probably where you're at right now. That's what's up. So all right, Ms. Unbelievable, you got any last words or any other topics you want to let the people marinate on that we might do throughout the week?
Ooh, we just, you know, we're still honoring our Black history. So just be looking out for that. We're still going to be talking about some different things, Black history. But here's what I want to leave off with you guys and just think about this for Karma Cafe. When you invest time in yourself, you increase your value. When you know what you're worth, you know not to sell yourself short. You stop cheating yourself. You stop settling. Your heart guides you to where you can create value and desirable experiences offer themselves to you. And that is the first thing I have in the Solomon Speaks 30-Day Journal. Have you invested in yourself today? So take that time out to invest in yourself. The Solomon Speaks. www.thesolomonspeaks.com. You can start investing in yourself.
That's what's up. Look at you all the way up on your game. I was just going to say, let them know what the website is, but you was already on it. That's what it do. So, all right, y'all. Like I said, tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week. I don't care where you at in the world. You can't call in and take over the radio, talk about what you do. And you can DJ all night. Well, not all night nights. Well, you can DJ for a minute, request a song, get it in.
All night nights?
Yeah. Not all night nights. You can do like one, maybe two, but not all night nights. You ain't taking my whole job. No, you might have to hang up and call back in under a fictitious
wow.
name.
Wow.
All right, y'all. tune in tomorrow. We hope you have a great night. Jazzy should be here with us. And, hey, we're going to make it do what it do. So, all right, have a good night and peace. I'm out of here. Man, I'm hungry.
Peace. Mwah. I ate. Yum, yum.
Yeah.
What? Bye.